So I have Chris McGreal on the phone at the moment, who is currently in Benghazi. Chris, can you tell me a little bit about what's happening on the ground at the moment?
Well, it's been a totally chaotic day for the rebels and for civilians in the line of fire as Gaddafi's forces advanced yet again quite rapidly under a barrage of artillery and shell fire. They pushed through after taking Ras Lanuf, a town last night. They pushed through Brega, another oil town, and both of those had been taken by the rebels only 3 days ago, and they're now moving towards Ashdabia. And Ashdabia is the town that fell at the weekend as a result of the coalition bombing. It fell to the rebels. So what we've seen over the past few days is a complete reversal of all of the gains made by the rebels over the past well, since the weekend. And it has to be said that that Gaddafi's forces in their counterattack seem to be much better organized than they were before. This sent the rebel forces really just fleeing with no real way to respond. They were outmaneuvered. They were obviously not lacking necessarily in courage, but certainly lacking in any real discipline. And outside of Brega today, their lines, the defensive lines, such as they were, broke, and they jumped into the hundreds of pickup trucks with machine guns on that they use and saloon cars and fled as fast as they could.
And what is the situation in Benghazi like at the moment? Is that going to fall as well?
If it did fall, I think that would be an astonishingly dramatic turn, given that the coalition airstrikes were launched 10 days ago specifically to protect Benghazi. So I would think that's probably unlikely. But the very fact that it's even threatened again, as the government approaches Ashdabia, which is the last real town before Benghazi, is likely to prove pretty humiliating to the Western allies that launched the airstrike campaign. After all, this campaign was supposed to essentially remove Gaddafi's ability to threaten cities such as Ashdabia, or towns such as Ashdabia, and cities such as Benghazi. And the very fact that yet again his forces are less than or about, perhaps about 100 miles down the road, is a big embarrassment to the Western allies. I can't imagine that they will let Gaddafi's forces take over Benghazi if it's within their power to prevent it, because it will show them to be in effect completely powerless. But I think that at the moment nothing can be ruled out.
Atmosphere like in Benghazi tonight, and what are the people saying? What are they doing? What is the mood?
Well, I think there's a mood of despair, a sense amongst some of the revolutionaries, a sense of being let down by the West. They feel that the airstrikes should have been more intense, that they should be kept up until Gaddafi's military isn't really in a position at all to threaten the rebel-held areas. They certainly, whatever might have been said in the West, they certainly saw the air campaign here as intended to bring about regime change and to protect the rebels as they advanced to Tripoli to overthrow Gaddafi. Now, the West says that was never the intent, but that was certainly the impression amongst the revolutionaries, or at the very least, the hope and expectation. Clearly, that remains a very distant goal at the moment.
Chris, thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure.